You're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Meet Eric Sandgren, who just retired from a career as a one-man art department at Grays Harbor College in Aberdeen.
I'm Eric Sandgren, and I'm showing here at Karn Clark Gallery. Again, I'm thrilled to be doing so. This is the first show out of the many that Karn has held for me, for which she's chosen the painting.
When you walk into the gallery, you will be surrounded by 40 paintings, mostly watercolors and acrylics on panel, all richly colored and textured landscapes and seascapes of the Northwest.
And I'm very much part of the Northwest and interested in painting the Northwest as part of the whole Pacific Rim. So that's what the show's about, really.
When it comes to landscapes, every artist has to think about how to go deeper than a pretty postcard, how to imbue the painting with layers of meaning. Eric calls this coding.
A code in a landscape painting is a way for the painter to show some of the invisible realities about the landscape. A landscape painting, to me, isn't a snapshot. It's not scenery. It's a layered experience.
As an example, Eric points out a painting called Cliffside Perch.
On one level, it's a pretty straightforward reportage of a house in Hoquiam, Washington, kind of perched on the edge of the cliff there. And then one realizes that, oh, the bank has been eroded away from under that house. There's an allusion to this young geology of the Pacific Rim and how it's all changing and moving, and we're expecting the big one. And I'm trying to suggest some of the movement, the tectonic movement, is visually in the painting.
Land and Sea runs through April 28th. The Karn Clark Gallery is downtown at 760 Willamette. Learn more and see images of Eric Sandgren and his work at the Viz City blog on klcc.org. Viz City is co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Way.